Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. We are a day away. One day away from the NFL draft, kicking off Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live here just before the draft starts on Cheesehead TV, live all 3 days of the NFL draft. Hope you can join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. The hay is in the barn, people. The hay is in the barn. The board is set. Prospects are ranked and rated. Guys are ready. Maybe Brian, a couple of the guys are going over some last second doubling, tripling down of watching of tape of certain prospects. But for the most part, Packers are undoubtedly good to go. And I hope you're good to go. It's good to see everybody in the comments section. Good morning to everybody, especially Uncultured Barbarian, starting us off with a super chat. Morning, Nags. Today, I bring you tunes from Prince, Get Off, and Sexy MF. And let's add on the ever-popular Purple Rain. Purple Rain, by the way, Prince's rendition of Purple Rain at the Super Bowl halftime show. Still the greatest moment in Super Bowl halftime history. Argue with your chair. I don't care, because it is absolutely amazing that the man was singing Purple Rain as it rained, billowing behind the silhouette, the guitar solo. It'll never be topped. Marcus, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Welcome home, Jordan Davis. Oh, man, don't tease me. Don't tease me. I like it, though. I like where your head's at. Shadid, what's up? Alan, good morning. Shadid, how are you? Most hated Minnesotan, good morning. Good to see you. Good to see everybody here. We got a bunch of folks hopping on already. So on Monday, will Cheesehead TV get a 2023 mock draft out to feed the DIC beast? You know what's crazy is I know so many people in this industry who do exactly that. I was talking, I remember when I was at Bleacher Report with Matt Miller. I mean, that shit is insane, man. Miller will have his 2023 mock out probably on Sunday. So, you know, we kid and we joke, but man, that shit is real. People do it. It's insane. Mike Malone, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Could you see the Packers stretching their emphasis on young developmental prospects to draft a player who could contribute sooner, given quote-unquote win now? Yeah, it's interesting, right? Especially considering the way the draft fell last year. Now, I know Brian is going to always kind of defer to, well, that's just how it worked out. And as Rob once said to Ted Thompson, but you're the one who makes it work out, you know? You can't look at last year's draft and think anything other than there was a bit of an emphasis on big school guys, guys who could potentially step in right away. Josh Myers being the most obvious example. I mean, that's a kid who played in a big time program, was penciled in essentially as the starter at center the moment he stepped in the facility. I mean, that wasn't very, you know, often the case under Ted Thompson. I do think Brian has maybe not philosophy or tweaked it even. I do think, though, he is a bit more kind of cognizant of the fact that he only has Aaron Rodgers for a finite amount of time. Clearly, at least 2 more years contractually. And he needs people that can step on the field and contribute right away. So I do think he will always be looking long-term. That is a general manager's job. I thought Mark Tauscher made a good point when he appeared on the Shameless podcast on Patreon a couple weeks ago, when he said, you know, we as fans, you know, we're long-term fans. We're always thinking about the future, et cetera. And that is a GM's job, of course, but you also have to win or you're out the door. And I do think, especially given the fact that Aaron, you know, will only be around for so long, I do think we'll see a continuation of leaning into that type of prospect. And I don't think it's a deal breaker by any stretch of the imagination. I still think if there's a talented young guy who does need development, Brian's not going to shy away from that. But certainly if it's a toss-up between that type of player or a guy who's been through the war, so to speak, against top flight competition, big time football, you know, SEC, Big Ten, what have you. Yeah, I think that guy's probably going to get a little bit, you know, more of a look-see and a better potential for guys in the room, a consensus to form. Yeah, let's go that direction because he's probably going to be able to step on the field and help us a little bit sooner. And again, I think it's very much going to be a case-by-case basis. I don't think it's ironclad. But I do think, especially looking at last year, that's certainly something that's on their mind. No doubt about it. am I suggesting that Prince's halftime show was better than the Out of Sync Shark? Come on now. Give the shark some love. Kevin, what's up? In honor of the late Robert Morse, For every bizarre Twitter rant, i.e. Mike Florio, I too shall reply, Mr. Campbell, who cares? Oh, God, his voice in that scene is so great. Yeah, R.I.P. Robert Morse. There was some great photos in the Times in his obituary of his appearance. You know, kind of his star turn, what made him a star here in New York and on Broadway was a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. And what was the other one? How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Just some great photos of him. Jeff, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Looking forward to 2025 when we can truly grade 2022's draft. You're a wise man. And by then, no one will care. That's the unfortunate part. David, Goody built a nice defense. He absolutely has. He's got to continue to do so, though. I mean, you're never static. You're always getting better or you're getting worse, and you got to add to it. But I do think, yeah, it's a very nice collection of players, some real upside, some real talent. But the job is never done. And I think we'll see some key pieces added on Thursday and Friday night. I would not be surprised. Timbo Slice, what's up? Hey, it's been a while. I expect big trade tomorrow night. Big trade tomorrow night? I guess it's a possibility. It's possible that Brian trades up, but I suspect, and I've said this all along, I suspect this is a draft, especially in the first round, where Brian lets it come to him, lets things fall to him. There's plenty of talent to be found throughout the next couple days after round one. Don't want to be giving away picks to move up unless, of course, you're absolutely sold on a guy, which is quite possible. Jocelyn, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, what's your Miles Jack? Who's your Miles Jack this year? Oh, you know, but if I say it, then it's never going to happen. I mean, I don't know. I like Pickens, man. I don't know. I know some people view him as a day two guy, but if he's there available on 28 at 28, he's a monster on the perimeter. I would love him. You put him, Watkins, you know, Cobb, Amari Rodgers, Lazard, you're cooking with gas then. I really think so, you know, but yeah, I doubt it happens. And of course, that's day one. Day two, it's Sky Moore, but that's definitely not going to happen. So I would love Sky Moore. Uncultured, what's up, man? There will be lots of crying and consternation tomorrow, but all I know is that I'll be eating lasagna and torturing myself by watching Draft Day. Bad movie, but it's become my tradition. Why do you do that to yourself? I don't know, man. That movie is unwatchable to me. But hey, if you enjoy it, or you enjoy the masochist angle of it, hey, man, more power to you. I like it. Whatever you need to do to get through the day. Ben, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Given this being a unique draft class due to players holding back due to COVID, do you see us still sticking to relatively young prospects? That is a good question. That's something I talked with Ross about a couple weeks ago here on the channel, Ross Uglum of Packer Report. I do think, you know, there's a chance that they take a guy or two who maybe is a bit more developed, more seasoned, if you will, than they traditionally do. They do like to skew younger. But, you know, given the fact that there are a number of guys who stuck around, who went back to school, who probably would have come out had it been under normal circumstances. Yeah, I would not be surprised in any way, shape, or form to see them skew a little older. But I think they're always going to be about long-term development and investing. And that you've heard Brian say that Monday in his press conference. It's always about long-term investment, especially at the top of the draft. When you're in that first round, you want guys who, you know, are obviously have the upside and the skill set, but, you know, you see a long-term future for them in your program. Now, it doesn't always work out, as we are well aware, but I do think earlier in the draft, especially the first round, you'll still see them skewing a bit younger for that reason, especially with the fifth-year option. You get that 5 years of control. It's hard to justify taking, say, a guy who's like 25, 26 in the first round. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. You think there's any chance the Packers do a draft day trade to get either Scary Terry or DK? See you in the stream tomorrow. Big Cheese, I saw McLaurin's talking there. Washington and his reps have opened up some kind of communication on contract extension. I'd be surprised if either of those came to fruition, but you never know. That's why we tune in, right? I tend to think the compensation that either team is going to ask for either of those players will probably be a little bit too much for the Packers, but you never know. Tune in and find out. And I'll see you on the stream, buddy. Thanks for checking it out. Hope you all join us tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Truffle Shuffle, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is it a possibility that the Waller trade is formality and done, considering it would have been done if the franchise tag rules? I don't think so, not from what I've been told. I think, you know, there's clearly a lot of balls in the air there. A big one being Waller's contract and the fact that, you know, he wants a redone deal. But no, I don't think anything's done or agreed to at all. I know talks have happened, but that's about it. We'll see. Now, that's something that won't, I would be shocked if that was something that happened tomorrow night. Day two or three, if it were to happen, I think that's when it would go down. But no, I don't think anything has been agreed to. Dave, thanks for the super chat. If the Packers draft two wide receivers, then one or both need to play on teams. I like pairing Pickens and Alec Pierce. Dude, that Alec Pierce kid, he is fun to watch. Man, I've come to him late, but I see what the hubbub is about. I'd be more than fine if he was a selection on day two. Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football? Yes, please. But yes, to your first point, yeah, anybody. I mean, that's how you make your bones, right? That's how you get on the field. You got to play on special teams. You have to. I mean, that's time immemorial. Not just in Green Bay, but especially this year when they're coming off a year where they were such a debacle, they have got to be able to find athletes to contribute on teams. And as Tauscher pointed out, when I talked to him for the podcast, they got to have a mentality shift. You know, it's got to be, we are out there to make a play, not to just status quo, hope nothing goes wrong. You know, so yeah, let's get some young athletic, you know, budding superstars, if you will, get them out there. Don't forget, I mean, Antonio Freeman started as a punt returner, made some big plays. You know, these guys come in, Randall Cobb, you know, that's how they make, you know, that's how you get on the field. That's how you get, kind of make your bones, so to speak. I'm down with it. Let's go. Oh, what else we got here? Dash, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. I love you, Nags. I love you too, Dash. Don't think this is unrequited love, because it's real love. Thanks, buddy. Andrew, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I see a lot of replies on Twitter that your Waller report is a fake story. What do you think? People are so butthurt. Okay, first of all, don't say butthurt. That's just dumb. Yeah, because people are territorial, and they want, you know, a lot of people just have negative opinions about me. And so they bring that to the equation, and it's about people they trust. And I know there's a lot of people on the Raiders beat who are trying to tamp this down, so to speak. Undoubtedly, those sources that they are citing are probably within the organization out there in Las Vegas. So it slides off my back, man. It doesn't mean nothing to me. It's all good. Scott, thank you for the super sticker. That's greatly appreciated. Very generous of you. Thanks very much. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm excited to see the players over the next few days that get welcomed into Packers Nation, and draft streams are fun. Thank you, brother. I really hope to see you there. Hope everyone can join us. The draft streams are a ton of fun. I will say, when we started doing them, gosh, back in 2019, I think, was the first time we did a whole stream of the first round. And then Corey was like, let's do the whole draft. I thought he was insane, but man, it is a good time because I'm watching the draft anyway. Right? It's just great to be able to watch it with Packers fans all over the world. It's a great time. I hope you guys can stop by. And then, yes, Uncultured, the players who become Green Bay Packers here in the next, you know, 3 days, it is a fantastic moment. Obviously, for them, it's a fulfillment of one lifelong dream, and then hopefully the start of a very fantastic career in the green and gold. And diving into their stories, their game, it's, you know, one of the best moments of the offseason every year. No question about it. What else we got? William, what's up, man? This is the best channel on YouTube, and it's not close. Safety and edge in round one, and I'll be excited to see the defense kick it up a notch. Well, William, thank you for the compliment. That's very nice of you. Safety and edge in round one, I would love that. Man, Twitter would melt down. If they don't take a wide receiver on Thursday night, Twitter will lose its collective mind, and I am fine with that. I'm rooting for it. I want to watch the world burn, but it'll be hilarious. And I'm with you, man. I think a safety and an edge in round one is an entire possibility. It's an absolute possibility. No question about it. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch, no doubt about it. Ryan, what's up? Do you think the Packers should use Love as a wide receiver? What happened to Kamal Martin? Derek, that's a random question. You know, when he got drafted, the Packers, you know, he was coming off that knee injury. I really liked his Minnesota tape. And then he looked the part early on in camp. Then he got hurt again. It was never the same once he got back from that injury. I think he lost some of his explosiveness, and that was it, man. It's kind of the same thing we saw. Who was that defensive lineman? There was a kid who jumped off sides all the time, but he was talented and he had a good first step, and then he hurt his knee and he was never the same. I can't remember who that was. Packers defensive lineman. Jarrell Worthy. Was kind of the same way. You know, Martin just lost the explosiveness that he needed in his game. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. There's no doubt about it. But again, like, I just think the injuries finally, you know, caught up to him. I say finally, it was so young, you know, start of his NFL career, but coming off a major injury and then sustaining another one so quickly, I think that kind of did him in. Ryan, what's up, man? Do you think the Packers? Oh, I already did that one. Right. The Love is a wide receiver. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Over under on Dylan Jones receptions this year, 100. They combined for 86 last season. Yeah, I want to say 100, but that's a lot of passing to the backs, and it's just never been how they've operated with Matt and Aaron. Now, of course, Devontae isn't in town, so that probably ups it a little bit. But I don't know, man. I'd love that, but I don't know. I just haven't seen anything that suggests that they're going to lean heavily into that. You know, the idea of the backs in the passing game. I mean, you look at the games that Devontae missed while he was in Green Bay. They certainly tailored the game plan to utilize the backs as wide receivers a little bit more. So you would think there'd be an uptick, but I don't know, to 100, I'd give that a push. I'd say just under, but they'll certainly be seeing the ball in the passing game. Don't get that twisted. No question about it. Em, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Give me Jay Davis or at least a good doubleheader. I like your thinking, man. I like your thinking. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Sorry for saying butt hurt. Here's to the PBR fund. Go Pack, go. All good, Andrew. I feel you. Most hated Minnesotan. What's up? GM Nags, how does the Zoom work for draft night? Zoom is available for those of you who are Patreon members. The Patreon page will have the Zoom link. And I don't know when we'll open it, but you know, we'll be live at 7:50. We'll probably open the Zoom link around 7, I would say, 7 p.m. Eastern. And you really just hang out on Zoom. And then we'll bring you in to the kind of broadcast of the live stream. We'll put you up on the big board, what have you, as a group, not individually. Unless, you know, you raise your hand, want to ask a question, etc. But yeah, it's just a Zoom hang. And if you're a Patreon member, that's where you want to go. Go to the Patreon page tomorrow afternoon. The link will be available to you there. Chris, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I try to stay disciplined on my expectations this time of year until draft week. Now I'm slap happy. Let's draft everyone. It's my toxic trait. That's not there's no toxicity there, sir. That's full of hope. I like it. Positivity. World needs more of it. Truffle Shuffle, thanks again. Every year a player or two fall in the first round. Going to be interesting to see who falls to the Packers at 22 this year and if it's a position of need. That is the key, right? You're right. Usually there's a guy or two who is perceived to have fallen. But, you know, that's just narratives and groupthink and people being surprised by whatever's happening as far as a guy falling. Now, are there times when where it's like, oh my gosh, what in the world is going on? Yes, that has happened. But, you know, again, and we say this all the time, we have no idea. All 32 teams have, you know, different boards and there's no one consensus. So if the perception is, oh, this guy is falling, how do we, you know, falling from what? You know, the PFF and ESPN draft grades, you know, there's no real falling, you know, it's like, no, there's a guy available who the media thought would go a little bit earlier, but that was never going to be the case with the actual football teams, right? The personnel groups, more likely than not. So the position, though, yeah, if there's, you know, obviously wide receiver is going to be the hot topic, but, you know, tackle, I think, is the one that could really come into play in that regard. But there's no doubt that if there is a surprise, so to speak, that Brian maybe jumps on that, no doubt. Did Jay Sternberger ever hook up with a team? I think last I saw, is he with the Steelers now? I think. I know he was with Washington for, he was with Seattle and then he was with Washington. I think he's with the Steelers now. I can't remember though. A-O-Mark 2018, thanks to the super chat. Does A-Rod have a say in this year's draft picks? Not particularly. I mean, not directly. You know, Brian was asked about that on Monday, and there's obviously communication between the two, and there's no doubt that, you know, I'm sure Brian has said this is what we're hoping to get done, accomplished, the guys we're looking at, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Aaron's going to be on the phone, so to speak, on draft night saying yes or no. You know, Brian's going to do his job, and Aaron will be privy to it. Robin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Lewis, Tunyon, Waller, and Jelani, run the damn ball. I like that. Pave the way, baby. Pave the way. I think a couple of teams not looking for a wide receiver take one just to stick it to Green Bay. This isn't a fantasy football league. I mean, there's one team that I would believe that of. It'd be the Minnesota Vikings. They got Justin Jefferson already. That watch them take a wide receiver just to take one. Piss off the Packers. Dave, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I would find it tempting to wait on O-line given the mid-tier round gems they have found. No doubt about it. But if there's a guy who's head and shoulders, I mean light years above everybody else on your board, I think they're going to take him. You know what I mean? Like, yes, they've had success on day three with their you know, tackle, guard, whatever. But man, if there's a guard or a tackle sitting there that they have rated as a top 15 player available at 22, they run the card up. Well, we don't do that anymore, do we? Or, well, I don't know what they're going to do in Vegas. So they're going to gondolier the card up. I don't know what they're doing now, but they make that pick in a heartbeat. You know, it's about value and how they have the guy evaluated. No question about it. Next, the next time you speak with LaFleur, can you ask him a question with the phrase "in terms of" in it? Brandy, I'll do my best. Remind me the next time he has an availability. All right, buddy, I'm gonna have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.